you're listening to Inc. Radio. Inc. Magazine, the magazine for growing companies. I'm glad to be a part of this gang. To me, Inc. is, it is a gang. It's exactly right. It's a gang of super entrepreneurs, superstars. And that's what's in this month's issue. The fastest growing private companies in America. You can read all about them on the cover. A 25-year-old young lady whose company has grown 2,685.6% over the past 3 years. She's 25. We can do this, people. We can do it. Scott Duffy is on the line. He is the author of the book Launch. And just getting ready to launch, by the way, with Inc. Magazine and Inc.com, you'll see Launch on Inc. I can't wait for that, brother. And just before we get into all this, what have you been doing? What is the prep? What is Launch going to be about on Inc.com?
Well, Launch at Inc. is a step-by-step platform. It's an educational tool to really hold an entrepreneur's hand and help them take their idea to market successfully. And we have been interviewing some of the top entrepreneurs and innovators really of our time to help contribute to this product. And it's been it's going to be just an incredible product. But for me personally, it's been just a great education, again, from some amazing minds.
You know, you never stop learning, do you? You really don't.
Well, you can't. And the thing is, the world is moving so fast that it is, you know, markets are changing so quickly that it's really important for all of us as entrepreneurs to stay on top of not what worked yesterday, but what's working today. And in order to do that, you know, we have to be disciplined. We have to approach, you know, each day with an open mind, and we have to be really flexible in our approach.
Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me of a story. About a year ago, I had a chance to train with Navy SEALs down in San Diego. It was like crazy. It was like it was a full day, and like we started in the morning, and we did like the full like the beach and water exercises like you see on TV, and then we learned how to like clear rooms and take down prisoners and all that kind of
stuff. Wow.
And at the end of the day, what we learned is that they had been training us for a mission. And so the master chief, the head guy, comes into the room, and he says, I'm going to prepare you for this mission. We are going to drop you in a city, and you're going to go, and you're going to take a hostage, and you're going to rescue somebody. You're going to rescue a hostage. And so what they did is they walked us through this, and they showed us all these maps and all these plans and all these drawings. We started to practice. Everybody was given a role. I mean, we literally walked, you know, five steps this way, then five steps that way. And really, like, perfected our plan. And by the way, this happens with entrepreneurs all the time that are launching companies, is they spend a whole bunch of time, like, trying to perfect their plan.
Right.
Then here's what happens. They drop us into this environment, a mock city in somewhere like in Afghanistan or something like that. They drop us in the city. And guess what? The map isn't the territory. When you're actually in the battlefield, and now people are coming up to you, there's paint on the walls. Right, things get a little bit crazy. You know, it gets hard.
Right.
And but here's the thing: what they told us, the master chief said, he said, "Look, if you lose your bearings, here's all you have to do. There's this like tower in the center of the town that we're going to drop you into, and all you have to do is look at that tower, and that'll reground you. So check this out. We're about 5 minutes into this city." I'm completely disoriented. It's kind of like a business when you launch and now like real people are using your customers, like everything is like the whole plan's out the window.
Right. You wake up one day and go, what the hell happened here? And so, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I look for the tower and I see it. As soon as I do, an RPG, a rocket propelled grenade, goes over my head and blows the thing up. And it's like you completely lose your frame of reference. And I'll tell you, if there's anything that I have learned, you know, last week we shot, you know, Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank and Mark Suster, the amazing venture capitalist, just as some of the winners of The Apprentice, some examples. And what I learned is this. I learned about the importance of being flexible with your business plan. And not just being flexible, but also what investors, what people look for today when they see, when they review a plan. And this is so important. Because in the old days, it used to be like if we had a business and maybe we were raising capital or we were sharing it with our team, we'd write these big, like these books right?
And I know where you're going with this. It's the KISS principle. And if you don't know what that is, everybody, I'll tell you on the other side with Scott Duffy. You're listening to Ink Radio. Stay with us.